This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 626 in the series. This session shares part of the Franklin, Mass. Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, October 6, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, town administration personnel, and other visitors were in the council chambers. Some members of the public participated in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. I split the just about 2 hour and 40 minutes elapsed time into three logical segments. First covers the opening, citizens' comments, recognition for the cultural council, and four appointments. Second covers the Franklin Public Schools presentation and the Q&A session that runs approximately 87 minutes. Third covers the legislation for action, council comments, and the meeting close, approximately 46 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda, so let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting of October 6, 2021.
Moving on. Next item on the agenda is subcommittee reports and capital. I don't think I've met any budget. I don't has not met yet. EDC.
Next meeting. Before the next meeting.
Before the next meeting.
October 20th.
Okay, we'll move on to legislation for action. First item is resolution 21-54, a resolution adopting the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Production Plan. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 21-54, resolution adopting the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Product Plan, whereas 760 CMR 56.034 provides a process for a municipality to develop and adopt a housing plan as an initial step is in a proactive approach to creating local affordable housing units, and whereas the Town of Franklin has prepared the Town of Franklin's 2021 Housing Production Plan, and whereas the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Production Plan was developed using a substantial public process allowing input from the Town of Franklin departments and officials, public agencies, town residents, and whereas the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Production Plan contains affordable housing production goals and implementation strategies developed within the public process, and whereas a duly noticed public hearing was held by the Town of Franklin Planning Board on September 27, 2021 to present the document's findings, goals, and strategies to obtain public input, and whereas the Town of Franklin Public Planning Board, after the close of said public hearing, upon motion duly made and seconded, voted unanimously to endorse the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Production Plan. Whereas the Town of Franklin authorizes responsible departments and agencies to execute the responsibilities demonstrated in this plan, and whereas the Town of Franklin operates as a city form of government as provided in its Home Rule Charter, and the Town Council has the authority of the City Council as specified therein. Now therefore be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin adopts the Town of Franklin 2021 Housing Production Plan and authorizes the Town of Franklin's Town Administrator to submit the document to the Massachusetts Department of Housing and Community Development for its approval, and to take any and all necessary actions. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 21-54.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, to the council. Before you tonight is the only required vote for the council to approve the draft housing production plan. As mentioned in my memo, this was a goal that was put on the annual or biannual goals of the town council and town administrator. So I think that's good news for the public to see that you're continuing to get the goals done from this year. I would just note that the last time the town had a approved housing production plan was 2012, so we're almost 10 years overdue. This is only a plan. I've heard some rumblings about people worried about the provisions in them, but I think this provides a great roadmap for the community. It did receive a unanimous endorsement from the Town Council EDC back in the summer. The town's planning board, which is also required to get state approval, did approve the housing production plan a couple weeks ago at one of their meetings. And so this is the last and final vote required to send this plan off to the state for their consideration. A couple quick points that I would add. I just want to send a huge shout out to Brian Tabiner and Amy and Maxine and the Community Planning Office. I recognize at one point I was probably a little stubborn. We have been talking about housing production plans for a while, among many other priorities at the EDC. And finally, one day, I just said, Brian, I need the plan. I need a draft. And then about 6 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks later, miraculously, a 93-page, what I would think of as a perfect plan for state approval consideration was delivered. I just can't emphasize enough and thank Brian and his staff for the incredibly diligent effort. This is really, really hard stuff to write. This is not easy. We don't just spit it out. It's very, very detailed information. And I think that this plan represents the expertise and professionalism for sure in their department. And so here we are tonight. And hopefully, if the council has any questions, and O'Brien and the staff are on Zoom, and myself and the town attorney also are willing to answer any questions that folks have. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions from the council? Council Bezalkis.
Jim, I'll go first. I'm not into micromanagement, as I've said before on many occasions. EDC, we worked hard for this, and the planning board endorsed it. It's a good, clean, very clean endorsement for housing in this town. I hope we can attain these goals. That, you know, I hate when people say this is just pie in the sky stuff. I think it can be done. I think with the right incentives and the right builders and getting the right people in town to develop it, and with the right town cooperation, this can happen. So I just want, and as Jamie so eloquently put it, this is a framework, it's a roadmap. So, I mean, I know there are the naysayers out there, and I discussed it with Kobe and Jamie, I think we just talked about today. There are some naysayers out there that feel, you know, it's the old, not my backyard stuff, okay? They don't want to see affordable housing in their backyard. Well, one of my daughters lives in Woonsocket because she can't afford Franklin. I think if we could get some affordable housing in this town, I'd like to see her work her way back to Franklin. I'm not saying, you know, the builders have to give away their homes. And the naysayers also say those last two houses or those last three houses are their profit. Well, that's why we as a council or we as the planning board or we're working within the framework of this, we have to give them the incentive to want to do that inclusionary affordability. So with that said, I'm a definite green light for this, and I'm glad the planning board went along with us on this this time. I want to thank Melanie, and Kobe, and Glenn for at the EDC level for all working so hard on this. I yield the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bozzanti. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, to I think the town administrator. This plan include the Eaton Place senior housing?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Franklin, you mean the second?
It's behind
Franklin Ridge. Franklin Ridge, yeah.
Behind that place, okay.
Exactly. It includes Franklin Ridge. The one big piece of it that Franklin Ridge is included in here is really about trying to maintain the town's 10% figure to avoid being overridden under zoning.
Okay, good. I just want to throw out one quick stat. Because that's how important that senior housing is, thank you for working so hard on that. Because in 2000, the senior population in this town was 8%. In 9 more years, it's expected to be almost 25%. Mm-hmm. So it's that important that we get things like that going. So it'll be all be in the pipeline, because it's going to almost triple from 2000. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm very excited about this. This is one of our goals as a council and on the EDC. I'm really happy that Councilor Bozzanti, Councilor Frangillo, Councilor Jones, and I worked to get this to the planning board, but we couldn't have done it without Brian Tabiner, Amy Love, the community planning office. They worked so hard to help us get this goal accomplished. And, you know, and thanks to the planning board for passing this, and all the residents in the town who put in their comments, because now we have a roadmap, as Jamie said, to help us solve some issues we have with housing. And let's face it, we know there's issues. We know that there is a people, there isn't enough housing out there for people. And this will help us plan for the future. So I just want to thank everyone. Thank you, Jamie, and my EDC colleagues, and the whole council. It's a big thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hammond. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Councilor Chairman, I'm not far off from that 25%.
I'm there.
Debbie and I are there.
I was speaking. Some of us are closer to you.
The council's a lot more than 25%.
True.
But all joking aside, this is a really, in my opinion, this is a really positive step towards making a good plan, solid plan, towards addressing, hopefully addressing affordable housing as we move forward. And again, it's already been said, but thank you to the EDC, thank you to the council, everyone who's put a lot of hard work into making this a possibility today. You know, it's funny because as we speak to a lot of people outside, people are like, wow, we put together a housing production plan? Since when? And one of the common things we get from the public is like, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't even realize I'm doing it. It's been taking months, even years to come up with a lot of these plans, and now it's in front of us. A lot of people seem to think that this kind of mysteriously just materialized. It did not. There was a lot of hard work and a lot of nights and a lot of staff that put their time into making this a possibility, and I just want to thank everybody for their efforts. I am totally in support of this, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor Handler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair to Jamie. I actually have a question about when, so this plan gets sent to the state after we approve it, and then how long does it take for the state to reply? Do we have a basic idea of how long it would take?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I would say normally we would send it up. Brian's certainly already been in touch with his contacts at DHCD, that they know we're doing this, because you'll hear some grant announcements in a little while. But I think one of the things that I caution, I would hope by the end of the calendar year. The caution is that, every state agency, like every local agency, is backed up, like trucks, everything is having these strange timelines. And so I would like to believe that we'd be able to get approval by them by the end of the year, notably because I know for a fact that Brian and his staff checked off all the boxes that they're looking for. And with the required votes, that'll only help.
Okay, thank you. I was just looking for a ballpark.
Councilor Pellegrini.
Through the chair. Jimmy, how many units are we going to be getting in Franklin Ridge?
Through Mr. Chairman, 60. 60 units of senior housing. And I would note, just to connect it to what the superintendent and the school committee just presented, not only is this important for the 10%, goal that Councilor Chan was mentioning a little while ago, but the rotation of hopefully getting some folks out of single family homes and getting that rotation opens up single family homes for young families to move into. Maybe Andy's family, maybe Councilor Frangillo, maybe some other friends in town. Bobby Delarco's looking for another place.
I'll take one.
I think that it helps free up other units, because some seniors that, single or empty nesters may want to move into one of those units, which would allow another market rate house to come onto the market. So there's a lot of goals in this. That's why the chairman and all of you supported us writing a letter to our federal and state authorities. There really is no bigger priority than this for so many community goals, for so many seniors, as Brian pointed out. The need is so huge. It is permitted, by the way, also, Councilor Pellegrini, fully permitted by the ZBA, fully ready to go. If they gave me a check today for $30 million, we'd put it right out to bid and start getting into construction.
So,
that's a lot of units. That's a lot of units.
Yes. Follow up with this. People that are living in the Franklin housing right now on Wachusett Street and that, is this on the same idea? Or is this just senior living?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. This is similar more to what Councilor Chandler mentioned with Eaton Place, right next door. It's very different than what's on Wachusett. Wachusett are units owned by the Housing Authority. Most of those are single-story buildings. This one would be multi-story. Just like, it's actually designed very, very similar, if not exact, to the building right next to it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have so many people on a waiting list right now to get into the Housing Authority, those types of housing there. I spoke to someone the other day, and this is just, I'm repeating, and I didn't follow through to find out. But he said to me, 700 on the list. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Through Mr. Chairman, last time I checked in an email that Lisa Audette had sent around, and there's actually 7,000 that are on a waiting list.
What?
But that's not seven. The waiting list is not 7,000 Franklin residents. That's not how they calculate Housing Authority waiting lists. The Housing Authority waiting list is a much bigger geographical area.
Right. During agenda items, I'm going to bring up for the Housing Authority.
Sure.
Give us a presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Councilor Pellegrini. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, the vote will come on the resolution to approve 21-54, a majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-55, gift acceptance, Veterans Department, $1,000. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 2155, Acceptance of Gift, Veterans Monument Restoration Fund. Whereas the Veterans Services Department has received a generous donation totaling $1,000 to be used by the Veterans Services Department, Veterans Monument Fund, to clean, restore, and maintain the monuments located on the town common. Donation summary is such: one, Joseph Joe Halligan, $1,000. Now therefore be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Veterans Services Department, Veterans Monument Fund, gratefully accept this generous donation to be used by the Veterans Services Department for the cleaning, restoration, and maintenance of the Veterans Monuments located on the Town Common. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move Resolution 21-55.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Just through you, Mr. Chairman, just for both of the next two resolutions, just want to thank Mr. Halligan for his generous donation for $1,000 to both the Veterans Monument Fund as well as the Conservation Commission to support Earth Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Any further discussion, comments?
Thank you.
Okay, seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-55. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Gift acceptance, 21-56. Conservation Commission, $1,000. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 21-56, acceptance of gift for the Conservation Commission, whereas the Conservation Commission has received a generous donation totaling $1,000 to be applied at the department's discretion towards the cleanup efforts of Delcart Conservation Area for their annual Earth Day cleanup at Delcart event. Donation summary, Joseph Joe Halligan, $1,000. Now therefore be resolved, the Town Council, the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Conservation Commission, gratefully accepts this generous donation to be used at the discretion of the Conservation Commission as described above. Resolution to become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move Resolution 21-56.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you, Joe.
Again, thank you, Mr. Halligan, for your generous donation.
Thanks, Joe.
And is Councilor Pellegrini?
Okay. If we didn't receive, through the chair, if we didn't receive this $1,000, would we still have Earth Day?
Through, Mr. Chairman, yes.
And where would that money come from?
From the gift account of some of the leftover money from the donation that Mr. Halligan made 2 years ago. So I think I want to, through you, Mr. Chairman, I think there was a few hundred bucks left in the account from, I think he donated, I think Mr. Halligan's donated several times for Earth Day over the last, since I've been here. Mm-hmm. And it goes into a gift fund. So it kind of is like, if you don't spend the entire amount, it just continues on. It can only be used for that purpose. And so he's just adding another $1,000 to that account. But the conservation agent did tell me they had enough money for this year for the shirts. They also get donations from Starbucks and some other entities that give money to them. I think Big Y does as well. So they do get donations in other ways as well.
And money goes into a gift account to be used for just the Conservation Commission to do these different things.
That's correct. And actually, more specifically, it's just for Earth Day.
At Delcart. Yep. Okay, only so they don't need to have a 501(c) or anything like that.
Nope. We get our tax. We have the qualification. All municipalities have tax qualification. It's not a 501(c)(3), but it's the same. It's the equivalent for a public municipality.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Any further comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-56. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-57, gift acceptance, Town of Franklin Dog Park Gazebo. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 21-57, acceptance of gift for the Town of Franklin, whereas the Town of Franklin has received a generous donation of a 13x11 brown wood rectangular gazebo with steel roof to be installed at the dog park at Daisy King Field. This donation was made by the Furry Friends of Franklin on behalf of the Visaki family. Now therefore be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin on behalf of the Town of Franklin gratefully accepts this generous donation to be installed at the public dog park located at Daisy Community Fields. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move Resolution 21-57.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie?
And through Mr. Chairman, just want to thank the Furry Friends of Franklin through the Visanti family, I believe, for this incredibly generous donation. I do know that the donation has been approved by the building commissioner, and I believe the DPW in due time will be putting in and installing the gazebo. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from council? Councilor Chandler.
I have some accolades, but I'm going to save them for council comments.
Okay. Any further comments?
May I vote on this? Or do I abstain?
Abstain.
Yeah, I don't see the.
Yeah, I don't see an issue. You can vote on this. Mr. Chairman, thank you,
Council. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion. To Resolution 21-57. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-58, cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Section 53, F3
Water
4.
Yeah. And three quarters.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 21-58, another appropriation for cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4. Total amount requested, $36,000. The purpose, to appropriate $36,000 from the PEG access and cable-related fund created under Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4, representing the amount received from Comcast Cable to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corp to support capital equipment expenditures. Motion, be it moved and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $36,000 be appropriated from the PEG Access and Cable Related Fund created under Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F3/4, to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corporation to support capital equipment expenditures. This resolution to become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move Resolution 21-58.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We know this issue. We're required. The state's making us do it. Even though there's no statutory authority to move this money anywhere else, you still have to raise and appropriate the $36,000. This is part of the what's typically referred to as CapEx funds, which goes actually into stuff that sometimes we see around here and at the schools with cameras and some other infrastructure. So happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council?
Thank you for doing this.
Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-58. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Town administrator's report.
Jim. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So hope everybody's paying attention. I have some ton of stuff to announce. First, as many of you know, but the public will become aware this week, the town was will be awarded this week a $2.2 million MassWorks grant. This is a really, really big deal for the reconstruction of the corner of Washington Street and Grove Street. I do want to give a shout out to the planning board. This was as a result or began conversations from some commercial industrial development off Grove Street, where the traffic studies clearly showed, and according to the chief of police, that intersection's by accident data, one of the worst in town. We anticipate between this grant and the authorizations that the council have made, as well as the host community agreement money from New England Treatment Access, by winter time, the town will have about $3 million to be able to improve that intersection, put in a traffic light. We're looking at stack lanes, bike lanes. Eventually, our vision is to connect to the SNET all around the state forest. Everybody knows the parking lot is in the Beaver, redoing Beaver. So there's a lot of great infrastructure work being done in that area. I would absolutely be remiss if I didn't thank our legislative delegation, and certainly Senator Spilka, for their voice in advocating for us up on the Hill. And I also want to thank Marcus Partners, who was the private firm who redeveloped 176 to 210 Grove, who have now signed a lease, a 10-year lease with UPS, providing great jobs, certainly traffic, I understand, but good jobs for the community, good revenue for the community. They were a great business partner throughout all of this and helped us get our application to MassWorks prepared. When people see the competitiveness of this program, there were hundreds of millions of dollars applied for. And most towns ultimately will be left without any award. We received the exact amount we asked for, every dollar. So I just want to thank everybody for that, and certainly Mike Maglio and Brutus for their incredible work getting that application going. This week we also were awarded $75,000 from the Department of Housing and Community Development. Why? For a community planning grant. So the downtown study that we financed, the good news is now most of it's going to be paid for through this grant program, which also allows us to not have to use those local funds. And so once we get all that study done, we'll look at what the difference is, either come back and reappropriate it. But my guess is that future legislative leaders are going to want to maybe use some of those funds that were appropriated to actually implement the recommendations in the downtown revitalization study being done by MAPC. So again, great job to Brian Tabiter and Amy in his office. We also received this week from the chief of police $22,000 in a road safety grant, which is going to allow us to mobilize patrols to help with speeding, seatbelt enforcement, and distracted driving. Every little bit helps. I think we probably need billions of dollars to prevent speeding in town, given the amount of complaints we get. But I just want to congratulate the chief and the police department on another great job getting another grant for us. The senior center, as many people know, the senior center is implementing a vaccination policy as of October 18th. To enter the senior center, everybody is going to have to show their proof of vaccination. Or if they do not have a proof of vaccination, they will have to wear a mask while not consuming food or beverages in the cafe. We do not take this decision lightly, but given the statistics that we saw, DPH has reported that 93% of those over the age of 65 in Franklin have been vaccinated. We certainly heard a tremendous amount of feedback from many seniors as the winter and cold months started coming. You know, I go down there probably once a week, and it's clear that the senior center staff and many of the seniors in the community were asking and getting a little nervous hearing from people that were not vaccinated, were not wearing masks. that they really wanted that extra layer of protection in the department. And I would remind the public that still to this date, 49 residents of this community have died as the result of COVID. 49. There may be more, but 49 that are officially in the town clerk's office on the death certificates. 47 of those 49 were over the age of 70. So this policy is really put in place to ensure that we can do the best we can to keep all of our seniors and staff healthy and alive. But certainly I think as programs have continued, it's very clear to me that the overwhelming majority of seniors in town really want the senior center to stay open. They really want those programs and those opportunities to socialize, and this is going to provide the safest environment for sure for them to do that. So for all town-sponsored events, that will be the policy. We do recognize that there's some folks that rent out the senior center at night for their own private function. That policy will not be needed to be in effect for those private events. Those are not town-sponsored events.
I just want to add, because I do believe there will be obviously people that are vaccinated that will continue to wear masks into the senior center as well, just for the added protection of our seniors who are, along with our young children, the most vulnerable groups in the town. So I do believe that other people that are vaccinated, and I know I do when I go, I wear a mask, so, and I am vaccinated.
Excellent point. The senior center staff and the veterans office are going to put up some signs just recommending that even if people are vaccinated, we certainly encourage as many folks down there to wear masks as possible. The numbers, sadly, I get chills thinking about it, even emotional. They speak for themselves and it's hard to read. To date, speaking of COVID, the next line, there are 51 active cases as of last week in Franklin, so we are starting to see for the first time in many months that number get bumped up a little higher. And shockingly, as a result of that, what that's really a reality from are some small clusters of cases, and sadly, a lot of them are happening in cases where there are multiple children. And so the stories that we're reading in the newspaper of COVID being contracted by children, even if they're vaccinated, but certainly the ages where they're not able to get a vaccine yet, is a reality here in Franklin over the last couple weeks. And we hope that that won't continue, but we certainly believe that it might. So we certainly want to err on everybody's caution out there to please stay safe and realize that nobody is immune from this. The next update is, as all of you know, but just for the public's edification, the 215 Prospect Street appraisal was completed. It was reported at the last meeting that we would have it done. The appraisal did come in for $2.065 million. That's a by right appraisal. If anybody in the public wants a copy of it, please contact Alicia or myself in the office. And now the next step comes where the proponents can rebut with their appraisal by October 23rd. So, by the next meeting, maybe we'll have a little bit more information. The firehouse this weekend, the chief wanted me to remind all of you, last week was not the only open house. This week, there's going to be another open house at the fire department. I'm hoping that Deputy Chief Barberi is going to have the cute little helmets for all the kids and honk the horns from 10 to 2 this Saturday, October 9th. Anybody is welcome at the fire station to go in. I know all of you have seen some of the new fire trucks and ambulances that we've gotten. Hopefully many there on the public will go down to the fire station this weekend and enjoy where their tax dollars are going. They're beautiful, beautiful trucks. And I think that there might be a few young ones out there that might see them and hopefully be future paramedics and firefighters in town. Last two announcements, municipal aggregation, just as a plug, National Grid put out their rates last week at 14.8 cents per kilowatt for the next 6 months. The town of Franklin, as many know, in the aggregation a year ago, got 10.7 cents per kilowatt. That's over 4 cents difference. And under the municipal rate, it's 100% renewable wind turbine energy from the Midwest, so it's 100% green. Nobody out there needs to do anything.
Cheers.
If you opted out of the program and you want to pay the 4 cents higher, continue to opt out. If you want to pay 4 cents less per kilowatt, you can call the number, opt back in. There's a website right on the homepage, franklinma.gov, and look for municipal aggregation, the phone number, the contact number, the web address, all the information is there for people to opt back in. Can opt out, opt in as many times as you want. I just had to mention 4 cents per kilowatt is a lot of money. And I also emphasize, as all of you know, because a lot of times, and I understand the frustrations of costs continuing to go up, trash, water, taxes, whatever it might be, here is an excellent opportunity for every family to be able to save some money through what's predicted to be a very cold winter. And so hopefully the 5% of Franklin that opted out, only 5%, it's one of the lowest rates in the state, maybe that 5% will want to save money, maybe they'll want to pay more money, I don't know. And finally, to answer the question Councilor Pellegrini brought up, I did look up the email from Lisa Audette 2 days ago, and she said the waiting list of the Franklin Housing Authority, many of these residents are not from Franklin. They've applied for public housing, is 6,087. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. Okay, moving on. Future agenda items. Councilor Frangillo.
Very excited that we passed the housing production plan, and I hope to see on agenda soon some plans to actually implement some of those strategies.
Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm sort of pacing myself with my homeless presentation. I'm hoping to, I want to get past tonight, but I'm going to be probably sitting down with Alicia and putting my little slideshow. It'll be a very brief presentation. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Hamblin.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini.
I think I still would like to have the Housing Authority come before us and just give us an update.
Sure.
Mr. Chair. Yep.
Absolutely, we can make that happen. Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLarco.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor comments. Councilor Pellegrini.
I got a call from, some of you will know the name, others won't, but I got a call from Barbara Renzi the other day that Julio passed away.
Oh.
Yes, Julio was on our council for a couple of terms,
yeah,
and he served on many other committees also.
Mm.
She had called because she wanted me to look up to see what committees in that he was on. So just if we can remember him, that would be nice. He was a great guy, very involved with the town. They moved to Florida, and he's been sick for a while now, so he's at peace.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
In his 70s.
Yeah.
Was he? Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank the school department, Sarah and Miriam, for coming in, and the school committee for their presentation. A lot of information. Big thing, thank the Franklin Downtown Partnership, all the volunteers, all the vendors, put together, and they worked really hard on this Harvest Festival. It was very exciting to actually have a Harvest Festival this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful day. Mm. We were really lucky, and there were so many smiling faces.
Wonderful.
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Council Pellegrini. It was just wonderful. And I was going to say, don't forget the fire department's going to have an open house on Saturday at my team yard.
James, thank you, Councilor Hamlin. Councilor Bazanti.
Mixing it up a little.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up.
I had the opportunity to go to the Veterans Coffee. We talked about it. And I attended it. With me was council candidate Jane Calloway Tripp, and I think we had a really good time. I want to commend our Board of Health Director, Catherine Liberty. She did a great presentation on COVID and vaccinations and what to expect either from second vaccinations and in fact, if there's going to be a third phase vaccination, That was all discussed. It was very informative, and I think everybody in the audience really appreciated it. And so my shout out to the veterans at the coffee, and as I said at that coffee, they are the probably the best generation in this country is ever going to see. Also, I wanted to mention the Harvest Festival was wonderful. I attended, and we had a booth, and we had a lot of fun. The Recreation Department, now that I finally have some kids that want to play football in my family, I can't say enough about that. The Recreation Department and all they do on that field, and all the parents that participate in coaching and giving of themselves selflessly to coaching and being down there for the kids. It's a wonderful program. And I think that's it. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, Jamie, there's one good thing. They're giving a police exam,
yes,
finally, for the kids in Franklin. And now I can't think of the date off the top of my head. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's coming up in December, right?
December, yeah.
So hopefully if we get any future officers, they can take the test. That would be great if we have one coming up. Now, I'd like to thank a few other people here. The town, the DPW, they did a great job down at the dog park. They put all the footings in for Councilor Bazanti's donation for the shelter. And we actually have the president of the Furry Friends here, Gennarino D'Onofrio. Can you stand up so these guys can all see you? So if you have any complaints, you can just talk to them. Thank you. And I'd also like to thank who else is on the board that we know. Maria Lucier from Franklin's on the board. And they just do a great job down there. We have some people that have attended the dog park, the Casses. Elise Stokes from the school committee always used to go down. So, and I finally get to say this. Last but not least, Councilor Bazanti, thank you to your family and you for the very generous donation. It really means a lot to the people down there. We're going to have some shelter from the rain and the wind, and it means a lot. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Frangillo.
Thank you. Just quickly to echo the downtown partnerships, thanks. Yeah, we rightfully gave a lot of attention to the Cultural Council for putting on a new festival. But every year, the Downtown Partnership bangs out a fantastic festival at the Harvest Fest, and it was bigger and better than ever, and so many smiling faces. Was great to see.
Thank you, Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I'm just going to echo most of what my councilors have already said. Obviously, it's been really a glorious month where we've had a successful festival on the Commons. We've had a successful Harvest Festival down at the town square. I think the one part that really makes me so happy is just seeing everybody out enjoying the weather, enjoying the town of Franklin, and just enjoying the festivities. It's so nice to have broken out of that COVID kind of freeze and back into society and seeing one another and getting to mingle and just so many fun things were at the Cultural Festival, so many fun things were at the Harvest Festival. And I know and understand, because I've worked very closely with many of these people over the years with the Franklin Downtown Partnership, how much work goes into making these things possible. And I can't choose enough people to say thank you to, but to everyone who's put their best efforts to making these events possible, thank you. It is very much appreciated. And I look forward to seeing next year being hopefully just as large, if not larger, than this year. Other than that, pretty much everything else has been said. Thank you, Andy, and your family and the Furry Friends for the donation. I look forward to going up and checking it out. I do have two of my own dogs, and I like to go up and see what that looks like. Other than that, just like it's been said, thank you to the school department. I did want to mention something I didn't get a chance to say earlier. Tom kind of stole the thunder. He's right. I don't want to be in the school committee either. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLorco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought I was going to get maybe called early.
Yeah.
I want to let, the Harvest Fest was great. It was great. They saw Councilor Pellegri up there. They saw all my councilors up there. Just to spend a few minutes with them outside of in here or on a TV screen, it was very, very nice. It was nice. They did a great job. I appreciate that. Thank you, Councilor Bazanti, for your gift. It was awesome. I'd like to give a shout out to the Franklin High School football team as a past coach and not beating Mansfield. It was awesome to be up on that field and see them beat Mansfield. And so I was pretty pumped. Made my night. Congratulations to Coach Bain. I guess he won New England Patriots Coach of the Week.
Coach of the Week.
Nice. Yep. They got a heck of a little football team. I think they're gonna go a long way. So congratulations to them. And Jamie, thank you for that administration report. We got a lot of money. That was awesome.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
But thank you. And we're gonna keep going for more.
Gotta get more.
I'm all set, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilor DeLorco. Again, most everything has been said. Obviously, thanking Dr. Hearn and Dr. Burry and the entire school committee for coming forward this evening. I do believe there is huge value in that type of a presentation to us, as well. The Harvest Fest, just a magnificent success for our community, and thank you to all the people that put the time and effort into putting that together. Condolences to the Renzi family, certainly. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Non-debatable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming this evening.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.